Ukraine destroys two bridges within Russian mainland, reports. By Breitbart London on August 18, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP. Ukraine has destroyed a key bridge in Russia's Kursk region and struck a second one nearby. Less than 2 weeks into its stunning cross-border incursion. Disrupting Russian supply routes and possibly signaling that its troops are planning to dig in. Russia's pro-Kremlin military bloggers have acknowledged that the destruction of the first bridge, which spanned the Zym River near the town of Glashkovo, will impede deliveries of supplies to Russian forces repelling Ukraine's incursion, although Moscow could still use pontoons and smaller bridges in the area. Ukraine's Air Force Chief, Lieutenant Mykola Oleshchuk, on Friday released a video of a Ukrainian airstrike that split the bridge in two. Less than 2 days later, Ukrainian troops hit a second bridge in Russia, according to Oleshchuk and the Russian regional governor, Alexei Smirnov. As of Sunday morning, there were no official reports on where exactly the second bridge attack took place. Russian telegram channels claimed that a second bridge over the Zym, in the village of Spano, had been struck. According to Russia's MASH news site, the attacks left the area with just one intact bridge. The Associated Press could not immediately verify these claims. But if confirmed, the Ukrainian strikes would further complicate Moscow's attempts to replenish its forces in Kursk and evacuate civilians. Glashkovo lies some 12 kilometers, 7.5 miles, north of the Ukrainian border, and approximately 16 kilometers, 10 miles, northwest of the main battle zone in Kursk. Spano is located a further 8 kilometers, 5 miles, northeast. Kyiv has been tight-lipped about the planned scope and goals of its lightning push into Russia, the largest attack on the country since World War II, which took the Kremlin by surprise and saw scores of villages and hundreds of prisoners fall into Ukrainian hands. The Ukrainians drove deep into the Kursk region in several directions, facing little resistance and sowing chaos and panic. Ukraine's commander-in-chief, General Oleksandr Sirsky, claimed last week that his forces had advanced across 1,000 square kilometers, 390 square miles, of the Kursk region. Although it was not possible to independently verify what exactly Ukrainian forces effectively control. But the strikes on bridges, apparently aimed to stymie a Russian counterpush in Kursk, could mean that Kyiv intends to seek a foothold in the region, or at least signal to Moscow that it plans to do so. Analysts say that although Ukraine could try to consolidate its gains within Russia, it would be a risky maneuver given Kyiv's limited resources, because supply lines extending deep into Kursk would be vulnerable to Russian strikes. The incursion has already boosted Ukraine's morale, sapped by a failed counteroffensive last summer and months of grinding Russian gains in the eastern Donbas region, and proven its ability to seize initiative. It has resembled Ukraine's lightning operation from September 2022, led by Sirsky, in which its forces reclaimed control of the northeastern Kharkiv region after taking advantage of Russian manpower shortages and a lack of field fortifications. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky late on Saturday urged Kyiv's allies to lift the remaining restrictions on using Western weapons to strike targets deeper in Russia, including in Kursk, saying that his troops could deprive Moscow of any ability to advance and cause destruction if granted sufficient long-range capabilities. "It is crucial that our partners remove barriers that hinder us from weakening Russian positions in the way this war demands. The bravery of our soldiers and the resilience of our combat brigades compensate for the lack of essential decisions from our partners," Zelensky said in a post on the social platform X. Russia's foreign ministry and pro-Kremlin bloggers have alleged that U.S.-made HIMARS launchers have been used to destroy bridges on the Zym. These claims could not be independently verified. Ukraine's leaders have repeatedly sought authorization for long-range strikes on Russian air bases and other infrastructure used to pummel Ukraine's energy facilities and other civilian targets, including with retrofitted Soviet-era glide bombs that have laid waste to the country's industrial east in recent months. Moscow also appears to have dialed up attacks on Kyiv, targeting it with ballistic missiles for a third time this month early on Sunday, according to the head of the Municipal Military Administration. Serhii Popka said in a Telegram post that the almost identical August strikes on the capital most likely used Nat-23 missiles supplied by North Korea. A further attempt to target Kyiv followed around 7 a.m., Popka said, this time launching Islander cruise missiles. He said Ukrainian air defenses struck down all targets fired in both attacks on the city on Sunday morning. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.